Earners, what's up? Y'all know the adage, buy low, sell high. It's easy to say, hard to do. For example, high interest rates are crushing the real estate market right now. Demand is dropping and prices are falling, even for many of the best assets. It's no wonder the Fundrise Flagship Fund plans to go on a buying spree, expanding its billion-dollar real estate portfolio over the next few months. You can add the Fundrise Flagship Fund to your portfolio in just minutes and with as little as $10 by visiting fundrise.com/earn. That's fundrise.com/earn. Carefully consider the investment objectives, risks, charges, and expenses of the Fundrise Flagship Fund before investing. This and other information can be found in the fund's prospectus at fundrise.com/flagship. This is a paid advertisement.
Earners, what's up? Look, if creating content is more than just a passion project for you, it's time to make the passion profitable. With Kajabi, you can easily diversify your revenue, build your brand, and transform your audience into loyal customers. I know firsthand how challenging it can be to juggle content creation and business development, but Kajabi makes it easy to streamline everything in one place. As a creator, you are your brand, so your business should reflect exactly what you envision. With Kajabi, not only can you build your business your way, but you can also keep every cent of what you earn. It's an all-in-one platform that lets you focus on what matters most, your content and your audience. And let's face it, we all need a little help sometimes, especially when you're a one-person show. But you don't need to hire a full-time team. You just need Kajabi. Kajabi is a leading all-in-one platform that helps creators and entrepreneurs build successful online businesses by unlocking predictable, recurring revenue. Whether you're a coach, content creator, or educator, Kajabi makes it easy to transform your skills, passions, and experiences into enriching online courses, exclusive membership sites, subscription podcasts, and more. The best part? Kajabi doesn't take a cut of your revenue. Everything you create is owned and controlled by you, so you keep 100% of what you earn. On top of that, Kajabi gives you robust analytics, easy payment options, email marketing tools, and customizable website templates, everything you need to grow your business seamlessly. And here's the thing, you don't need a massive audience to make sustainable income. Thousands of creators are making six and seven figures with Kajabi, even with less than 50,000 followers. So if you're navigating the challenges of generating revenue as a creator, Kajabi can be the game changer you need. Right now, Kajabi is offering an incredible deal, a free 30-day trial to help you kickstart your business. Just head over to kajabi.com/earn to get started. That's kajabi.com/earn. Join the creators and entrepreneurs who've made over $7 billion on their platforms and take control of your financial future with Kajabi today. Kajabi.com/earn. Don't miss out on this opportunity to turn your passion into profit.
So you're a real estate developer and you've done a lot of stuff in New York, right? That would lend me to believe that you may know another real estate developer that has done a lot of stuff in New York named Donald Trump. I'm assuming you know him, right?
I do, yes.
Okay. What is he racist? What's your take? Like, what is your personal opinion on Donald Trump? Because the things that we see are disturbing a lot of times, right? But I'm always interested to know what people that actually know somebody, what their thought process on that person is.
I don't think that Donald Trump is any more racist than Joe Biden. And in fact, I think his policies have been less oppressive to our people than Biden's, for example. The 1994 crime bill, I just can't get over that. I think, you know, then Senator Biden advocated for that. And then before that, the 1986 mandatory sentencing that led to the mass incarceration of primarily black men. So I don't think, I mean, I've got a very cordial and friendly relationship with Donald Trump. He's done nothing but treat me with respect. He has never said anything contrary or negative about, Black Americans to me. The only thing he has ever, when the topic of Black Americans comes up, it's a question from him, how can he be more supportive of Black entrepreneurs and what can he do to get Black voters to take a closer look at him and his candidacy? And I've told him, I think it's got to be running through economic opportunity. So no, I don't think that, he's a racist. I do think that how people approach race in America has evolved over time. I mean, when I was in high school, just to give you a perspective, I went to my last few years of high school, I was a page for the House of Representatives. So I went to school from 6 in the morning or 10:30 on the top floor of the Library of Congress and went across the street to the U.S. Capitol to work. And I did that for 2 years of high school, my last 2 years. We used to have visiting senators and congressmen every week. They'd come and speak to the school. So one time it was Robert Byrd. He was the majority leader of the United States Senate, a Democrat. And so we all would do research on who's coming that week, and so we could ask some intelligent questions. Well, Robert Byrd was a former Ku Klux Klan member. He was a member of the Ku Klux Klan in West Virginia, he had become the majority leader of the United States Senate. And his response to that was, back then, that was what people did. You know, in West Virginia, they joined the Ku Klux Klan. I found that to be, I don't think anybody disputes it, that's a very racist organization. But he became the leader of the U.S. Senate and did that through the 1980s. So people, if the party lets him evolve, I just don't understand what this hangup is with Donald Trump. We should be looking at Donald Trump as a president who's pro-business. What will he do to provide economic opportunities for African Americans? His view of America and his view of us is dated. He's almost 80 years old. So his perspective is a little different, and or a lot different, say, than others. But I don't think that he's an outright racist. I think that he is, you know, somebody that if he wins as president, that we're going to need to do business with. And we ought to be getting him to talk about his policies before a vote, so you can have him on, we can have him on record as a candidate saying what he will do should he win. And I think he has a good chance of winning and being president again. And I think that, you know, it's important for us that we get to be able to have our agenda moved forward and not put it on hold just because as a Republican president. I mean, before 1960, before John Kennedy, black voters were Republican. Martin Luther King Sr. was a Republican. And the first Democrat he ever endorsed was John Kennedy.
I mean, I do have to have a little bit of pushback. So he does not want to say sorry for what happened with the Central Park Five. His father historically was discriminatory in who he would let rent. Police immunity for black and brown lives that are taken by police. Now, I agree, him and Joe are probably on par. But is it fair to say that he's not a racist at all when he's clearly, I mean, he started the whole, he took the Tea Party to the next level with MAGA, which I think is inflammatory, to say the least. So are you saying that you think they're equally racist, or Trump isn't racist at all?
Well, I mean, first of all, I mean, look, I don't, the last thing I want to do is be, you know, Donald Trump's advocate. But I want to say a couple things. One, the Central Park Five. Donald Trump had no impact on the outcome of that case. Those young men were arrested for a heinous crime, tried and convicted in an unfair criminal justice system. But up until that point, the perception was that that was a fair system. And they were convicted, and then Trump advocated for the death penalty for a heinous crime that people were convicted of. Well, I don't believe in the death penalty, because for the very fact that had those young men been executed, they could not have been released, and a mistake made, and it cost them their lives. So I think he was wrong to advocate for the death penalty. But Joe Biden, with the 1994 crime bill and the 1986 mandatory sentencing guideline, is responsible for 500,000. Plus young black men incarcerated and their lives ruined. So I think that and he actually was a champion of the laws that created that mass incarceration. So I think that is a very different thing, rhetoric versus actual action. With regards to, you know, what people's fathers do, that, I mean, so we could eliminate most white Americans in this country if we held them accountable for what their parents have done. By the way, Joe Biden has yet to apologize for the 1994 crime bill.
I agree 1,000%.
Yeah. And he should have. And he didn't. And so I think that You know, so, and look, I think that, yeah, I mean, I think some of his police policies are wrong and they are oppressive to our young people. But a part of why our young people are even involved in the criminal justice system is this lack of opportunity. This country has deserted us when it comes to economic opportunity. And we've got to do whatever is necessary to bring economic opportunity and educational opportunity to our young people. What you all are doing in terms of financial literacy to our people is one of the greatest services that you can do for Black Americans, educating our people about economic policy. This is a democracy, but it's a capitalistic democracy, and our democracy rests on the pillars of capitalism. So if we're outside of capitalism, we really aren't even participants in our democracy. So I think that's got to be our issue. And so, it's, I mean, do we want to alienate and not want to do business with Trump if he wins? If he loses, you move on and we do business with Harris, and we got to hold her accountable. But if she thinks she's got us all to herself, she's focusing on the other persuadables, if you will. We need her to focus on an economic agenda for our people. And she has some issues with regards to incarcerating Black men. A smaller number, by the way, has been way overstated. But in terms of like putting young Black men in jail for, marijuana possession, nonviolent, issues here, people that the Republicans have been saying it's tens of thousands, it's less than 2,000. But I mean, and then of those who went to jail, it's about 20%. So all wrong, but not in the magnitude. But I think we need everybody to compete for our vote, just like everybody else does.
I agree. You can't be emotional. I agree with you. You can't be emotional in business and in politics. And like you said, I mean, if racism was a disqualifying factor, then we would never even have a president other than Barack Obama for the most part, right? So
right.
You gotta take emotion out of it, and you have to deal with people and have to hold every single person accountable, and you can't get caught up in emotions just because you like one person or you dislike another person. That's vitally important, I think.
Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. You can earn 4 times points on your top 2 eligible spending categories every month, like transit, U.S. restaurants, and gas stations. That's the powerful backing of American Express. 4 times points on up to $150,000 in purchases per year. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.